This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, continuing our study of Christian commitment and the fact that it involves necessity. Already we have studied this for quite a number of days, based upon the words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, as recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, where he said, "In asking a question, know you not that I must be about my Father's business?" Notice carefully the Lord's use of must. This means commitment. And commitment means that we must sacrifice, we must suffer if we are called upon to do it, we must publish abroad the kingdom, preach the gospel of Christ, we must love God, our neighbor, our families, and even our enemies. All of these things we've covered thus far, and partially now as we come to the 5th main heading of our study of genuine, true Christian commitment is the fact that we must worship. I pointed out that we must worship the right God, we must worship the right God with the right attitude, and we must worship the right God doing the right things in the right attitude. Jesus made this clear in John 4:24 when he said, "They that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth." And carrying out the same basic attitude in 2 John verses 9 through 11, the Apostle John made clear, "Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God." We must do, even in Christian worship, only that which is authorized by the Bible. Now in the 6th place, we note that we must be born again. You can't live the Christian life unless you're a Christian, and you cannot be a Christian unless you're born again. You know, we hear a lot of talk these days about somebody being a born-again Christian, with the implication that there's some other kind of Christian. The truth of the matter is, if one hasn't been born again, he simply is not a Christian. In the 3rd chapter of the Gospel according to John, beginning with verse 1, we have the record of a ruler, a leader among the Jews, coming to Jesus by night. This man's name was Nicodemus. And the Lord Jesus Christ, having performed so many miracles before the Jews, brought forth this response from Nicodemus. "Teacher, we know that thou art a man come from God, for no one can do the things that thou doest except God be with him." Now, as usual, Jesus came right to the heart of the matter, of the real problem that this man faced. And instead of replying directly to that matter, he said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see," that is, he cannot experience by being a part of it, "he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus could not understand what the Lord meant. Here he was, an old man, and yet the Lord is telling him that he cannot see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And so Nicodemus asked 2 questions. How can a man be born when he is old? Notice now, here is a man, no doubt Nicodemus was an old man, no doubt a man with a beard. Here he is asking, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the 2nd time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, sometimes as we read Jesus' answer, as is found in the 5th verse of the 3rd chapter of John, when he said, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven," some people say the water there means water that accompanies physical birth. And so they have Jesus saying, except a man is born physically and then later is born spiritually, he cannot enter the kingdom. That, of course, is not the question Jesus is answering at all. Nicodemus has asked, how can a man be born? He's not asking, how are we born as little children? How can a man be born when he is old? And he then makes clear that he already knows how we get here in the first place. Can a man enter the 2nd time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus makes clear that's not the way you do it. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. To be born of water and the Spirit is to be immersed in water as a means appointed by the Holy Spirit in his word for the new birth. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, "Know ye not, so many as we as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." Or, "Know ye not that we were buried with him in baptism, and we were raised from that grave to walk in newness of life." Notice, we are born again when we are arisen out of the grave, which is baptism. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study of genuine or true Christian commitment.